because you can handle the truth.
This is the second live hour of a three-hour program of Parker Pathways on the famous RBN network. iRepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And call number is 800-313-9443. And before we get into the reveal of what Russia is all about in this discussion of water and the infrastructure in the future world war, we're going to take Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff. Welcome aboard. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Dr. Parker. Yeah, okay, I want to get involved. I still don't have my internet connection, but for your mining, if replace the fast breeder tunnel boring machines from Los Alamos and Sandia in the 70s with the tungsten heat exchanger tube, just directly replace it with the William Line reactor, and on the Tesla turbine blades, make them the catalytic metal that basically provides the atomic helium breakdown. All right. So we got 10 days left to finish our death panel mission. This week's meme is kill the IPAB death panel. The next meme is kill the law, not the people. All right. The data in the rich text file attachments, you should expose and repeal the government reinsurance $1 million per death certificate for each D.C. citizen, the $20 to $25 million per soldier, and that's what the last last year's program about the Obama's wanting his fifth attempt to start a nuclear war before Donald Trump got elected, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're basically going to clear out the stuff that Anna has discovered and we need to basically identify the materials that were basically in certified mail to all the government officials on June 15, 2015, verify where those mailings are at, verify that they were received, and that they had not been destroyed by the last administration as a war crime via the Nuremberg laws that you and her could work with, and make the Trump administration aware of those certified documents to avoid the same situation, and that's the outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Got to correct the Indian genocide from the 150 years, changing from constitutional law to corporate law, and from the 1905 Treatise on the Law of Agency, 1,203-page William Lawrence Clark work, you know, which is one of the footnotes in Clint's book, and additionally is videos on the CAFR work. Dr. Vera could be contacted as a law clerk for a certain amount of time with the implementation of his little analysis of Article 1 from organiclaws.org. Paul from etheric.com should be contacted concerning the July 27, 2014 Russian weapon email. The three equation model from last year's differential element discussed first in the January 18, 2017 element 3K rich textile attachment. All the Antarctica visits from the are about the longitudinal Tesla crust lifting weaponry. Roger Stone had a from the January 12, 2015 show comments about Dr. Mary's monkey about the 5 million electron volt polonium-210 simulator as a binary weapon or trinary weapon with the American Cyanide Company from 30 Rockefeller Center. After that third JFK conference that I sent you materials on by mm-hmm. the author for Me and Lee, the 19-year-old mm-hmm. Trans infection expert, they exposed at that conference both G.H.W. Bush and George W. Bush were in Dallas at the JFK assassination on November 22nd, 1963. You know, after this, get Roger. Roger Stone, and he had polonium-210 poisoning, and he had the Dr. Clark reverse biasing Turner Clark quick cancer issues. You might want to follow up with the squirrel formula sent before. So, I was kind of touched when I was listening to at 4:33 a.m. on Saturday, the January 21st. I heard the military ball introduction dance, Dr. Parker,
mm-hmm.
and it was the 275-second neurolinguistic programming song I've been using from that. The you remember the image 32-38 I sent you on that Investor Angel last year when I was making the Chloramine Doctrine DVD that I gave 25 copies to Senator Crapo last year with the business cards and mm-hmm. The M squared logo from Martek, from Larry Marshall.
Yeah, I remember that.
I watched that logo. I watched V after watching Survivor, a 2015 movie about British terrorism through the visa system, and the director was the same director that did V for Vendetta, and mm-hmm. so that would be essentially Mr. Smith Goes to London equivalent. So mm-hmm. the whole thing comes down to is that we have the individuals worldwide nailed on how the system for the birth certificate robbing of property is occurring and how the accounts are basically being robbed. And this is essentially the next item that I was trying to figure out. You know, you got your legislation, we got the next 10 days, then you got your legislative agenda, then we've got essentially rich text file work that I really need to have you concentrate on to figure out how we get this stuff done, and then finishing your book. So that's mm-hmm. the plan that I think I can help you with, but I just don't know the variables now because I'm still trying to get this Investor Angel stuff and coordinate all these people, like using like Chris from Las Vegas to do some of this interfacing work on mm-hmm. chasing down some of these details. So I need to have you, if you can, give me your thoughts in the next week or so on how to do all this.
Yeah, I will.
I mean, just a couple sentences.
Yeah.
Because right now, I've been in a month holding pattern, chomping at the bit. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I cried like a baby when I heard that song, because I didn't understand why they picked it at the military, the military ball.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it's a separation story. And
that's
right. The only thing
it
is, you remember the reflections for the wandering of my soul? There's the samurai reflection in that, and then there's the ghostly images, and there's... The only thing in there is an inverted Masonic thing about the statue of Apollo, that the costume that she's in. You know,
yeah.
So all this
yeah.
stuff basically relates to the July 26th resonant point and the V shape of my dad's flag above me and my mom's materials for the baby resonator. All this ties in on all those things. So
that's, right.
that's all I really had for you. But if you can kind of give me an outline that I can basically follow to help, because I'm kind of, I've lost a month in trying to, do this stuff with the holiday shows missing. You been off that one time?
Yeah.
I know you got important stuff, but if you want me to kind of move forward, we got to get the rich text file things that I send you. Those are the only important thing now, I think, from what we worked on.
Yeah.
The December...
One comment I want to make about the military ball, in terms of the Apollo... one of the messages that they're giving is something I wasn't going to allude to today because we're into the water infrastructure and the radioactive war that's
right.
coming. It's a formation of a new way to die. And what they're preparing the world for is, you'll notice sentences that say, well, the elites don't want to talk to the regular people, you know, that type of story, which is true. That's been going on for years. But with the change of the way that we're setting up metrics to determine your lifespan, becomes quite apparent when you're dealing with the definition of time, which is something that I wanted to get into today. And what they're doing is getting the world ready for how they perceive time. In other words, it's really Soylent Green in action. Now, in order to do that, it will not be the war that we have known. In other words, it's a form of artificial intelligence. And your clue as to this paradigm is quite real by the sale of the kinds of arcade games and that are being sold to children in terms of the future war and the type of hero and heroines that are there. They're describing accurately what their plan is through these video games. And in fact, they even have the robots, certain types, and how it works. In other words, and the people, I'll put it to you this way also, that the people who have the strongest minds are the ones that will survive. And they're getting everyone ready. The formation of coding classes, for instance, they're picking certain children out of that and to advance them to special training. And all of this is unfolding right in front of you. And if you work it through the process of how you have personalized medicine with biomarkers for certain diseases and certain processes for this, you are actually helping people immensely and saving a lot of money. But there is the problem. When you're born, your DNA will determine the amount of money. And that's where we're heading. You add all these parameters together, this is where it's all going. So the military will be no longer the military that we know. It'll be the military that you're born with through your DNA that's been changed. And that's their end game.
Hey, Dr. Parker, the modified humans that were in Syria, you know, for the giants that were like the Syrian rebels that with the ISIS funding and stuff.
Yes.
Here's one thing to look at. Bill, heart condition, and Ray from Lawrence Livermore National Labs. You should look at the 455 line of cesium pump vapor diode pumped lasers from the Air Force labs 2 or 3 years ago on the same thing that the 6,000 dielectric constant crystals from the chemtrailing were to shut off the cesium line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So those issues, if you study that and you study Dr. Nancy Turner-Bank's book on the AIDS cancer paradigm, okay, here's what you do. Chapter 7 through 11, you look at the resonant transfer to reverse bias photonically like you've done with the last shows and the stuff that we did, unfortunately, the remember, the 5th of November, death of John Mandini on the optical probing of the stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
So you pump You pump one, and you optically pull from the other to get the reverse bias, to get your 138 millivolts, plus minus 13 millivolts on the proton exchange membrane of the mtDNA.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Well, listen, I have to go now because...
I know you do. Hey, thanks for your time. Anything you can send me, I'll appreciate.
Absolutely, Jeff. You'll get it.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye now.
You too, sir. And one of the... to follow up on this last call, the reason for Russia in the discussion, in the paradigm, is to look at it this way. The real world is that the United States imports 100% for 19 major metals that we need to survive. These are metals, or 19 metals and minerals. And more than 50% of import dependent for 43 metals in the whole thing. Now, this is nearly half of the periodic table of elements. We are dependent on China for one-third. We are dependent on Russia for two-thirds. So the infrastructure bill... is going to be running on its face at, will go over $1 trillion. And this is just to survive on the Earth, knowing how, let's say, to develop the copper development with the purifying of the rainwater. Which is why the United Nations said that they owned the rainwater, and they did that 6 years ago. And the reason that we need these new treaties and new developments, so the electromagnetic pulse variation of the great infrastructure debate, which is what President Trump is going to put down in terms of the water for the USA... I don't know how many people are else going to be on this to work with it. I know they're vetting others. There are approximately, I think, 13 people in the world that will be involved. And of course, President Trump's kidding me. He says, you're going to be one of the richest men in the world. And I said, no, I don't want to, you know, I just want to have my good steak, good pork tenderloin, macho cheese, and terms that roll over with rice, with bendi beans from Indonesia, a 98-point red wine, preferably from Jakarta Block, vineyard of which I should have been living on a long time ago. And when it was just a saver hill from Mr. Gallo's niece, I made a mistake. But we're going to rectify it. And I'm going to remain the same as I always have been to my audience. You're going to hear how the government put that chloramine in there, 1998. As a starting point, and what they're going to put in there now. It'll help RBN, it'll help you, and it'll put a place for really the foundation for the new American century. Because game is on. And the storage system for energy will be in the graphite manganese class, and the United States has no graphite. The last American graphite mine was closed 25 years ago, and we've had to rely on China and South Africa to fill our delivery orders every month. And we have to go from the DRC Congo with thinium from Kazakhstan. Think about that. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443 and welcome aboard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Parker Pathways. We only have a few minutes in this particular segment, and I was going to get into the process of thought of energy of healing hands, which has to do with what we were talking about earlier. I want to make sure I get Mark from Philadelphia. Hello, Mark. Thank you for calling Parker Pathways.
Good morning, Dr. Parker. Happy New Year, and thank you for all the great work you're doing. Usually I like to listen into your show. I don't like to interrupt your train of thought, but there's been a question on my mind for several weeks now, actually several months, concerning water. Being that I'm originally from Missouri, southern Missouri, and it's interesting to discover that, and I didn't know that. I knew we had one major spring there, but I didn't know we had several. In southern Missouri, there are actually three major springs. One of them's actually on the border in Arkansas, Mammoth Springs, and these are some of the top producing springs on the whole planet Earth as far as volume of water. And Missouri is also called the Cave State, but it's not. The caves are actually karst formations, which are basically underground caverns that have been formed by underground water rivers. So I find this peculiar. Is there something about these major springs in the middle of our country that Can you give us any? And is anybody seeking to protect them, either at the local or national level? I mean, or in the in the underground movement, or is anybody seeking to protect them?
Yeah, the whole point of that part of the world is there's a lot of over the years, those waters have always been considered healing waters. And the waters themselves are actually from the rocks that have a high degree of manganese in them. And you take that little factoid, and we're going to add it to something else because we only have a couple minutes on this segment.
Sure.
Because we'll have a commercial coming up. But the whole point was when the Mayans moved their civilization, keep in mind that the Mayans came across the Yucatan and the Quetzalcoatl and found the temples. You know, people don't realize that they didn't really build them. They were guided by forces at work, which they write about, and they carved a lot of their history underground in caves with water. In fact, most of their burial sites are underwater. And, of course, there's a whole story about the origination of human species from the ocean and from the land, of which I've talked about several times on this program. Now you take that piece of factoid and you say to yourself, well, why would the whole Mayan culture disappear? Where'd they go? Well, they went to South Missouri. And you ask yourself, well, why did they pick that spot and then bury the golden tablets, which were later found was the result of the Mormon temple people. The Mormons developed from all that years and years, years later. And the question of protection of the area doesn't come close to the development of those waters being the construct of three civilizations. Not only the Mayans, but the Aquacaw Indians, the development of Chief Quetzalcoatl, who was the chief of all Earth. Yes, you had such powerful situations. In terms of, and I'm glad you're asking the question because it ties into something I want to get into, in terms of the tombs in the Mayan culture. It's always been contested. Well, there wasn't, there weren't carvings to indicate that there was a spaceship, but there is. But the people that were in those spaceships had gold gloves, and carved on the gold gloves were like sparks, energy, and then at the base of it were called the Hall of the Waters. And that's as far as I can go right now because I know a lot more, but you're asking a very important question, and I hope you call again.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways. I am glad that our listener and caller Mark from Philadelphia called. Is the way it is, and I'm going to finish out a couple observations. The part of South Missouri, of course, was set up with a lot of, you know, the present people who made a lot of money saying, well, we're going to have earthquakes in the world because it's close to the Mississippi River, kind of the undercurrent. And of course, now we see a lot of the waters that are coming in from the aquifer have been tested. Because of fracking, like in Oklahoma, you have the earthquakes. And of course, we talked about that. We worked with the Indian chiefs to try to stop the transactional treaties with Texas. And of course, they wouldn't do it. And of course, I walked away from that. That was 3 years ago. Because in my opinion, the chiefs came to me and asked me to help them in terms of that. And I was saying, well, you have in the real world a form of the holy ground. And if you don't protect the holy ground, you're not going to protect the concept of the life force which is in the water, which is the basis of far beyond agriculture. And they know that, you know, they know that. So, but they still gave up to the fact to the government contracts for the money. And by the way, the government has still not paid them. You still have Chesapeake Corporation there still drilling in that part of those healing waters. It's a sad tale. And what should be, and I think the caller is presenting something very interesting on the terms of protection. If the senator from Missouri wishes to call me, contact me. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and we'll work out a partisan way to protect those waters. Which brings us back to the Mayan culture. The formation, when it first was exposed on a mission, which I was assigned to look over some of Donnikin's work concerning the concept of the healing by electricity from the hands. Most of the people who came to the earth, according to their mythology and carvings, wore gold. I mean, gold was sought out. In fact, the gold mining on the earth is well documented in terms of the pits, particularly in Chile, where there's a lot of gold, and actually the boreholes are if you look at them from outer space in the satellite, which they've been looked at. In fact, that was one of the NASA missions, was to take pictures of that. And the machine, if that was a machine that was making those holes in the earth, that machine would have to have been way taller than, if it's figured at 2 Empire State Buildings high, and it would have to have been as wide as the country of Uruguay. Now, if you, and there's been some evidence of findings which they keep from the public all these years, but that is the case. Now, the whole point of the gold glow, it intrigued me when I first developed it. Those were the days when I was on the missions of finding who was a good psychic surgeon. And in the process of all of that, if that really existed, you know, which it turned out it did, there were a lot of people that weren't psychic surgeons, but there were several that were. And where you have the energy field, I became interested in the fact that if the hands were there with that kind of energy, was the energy forthwith in the body itself originally, or was the developmental system of that energy part of the hands and the healing, which is called the sacred heart, which you have the heart chakra in the Western mysticism as a sacred heart. And this is actually depicted in pictures of Christ. That is Jesus, you'll see the sacred heart. And, of course, the physical heart of the chakra is, of course, described as the energy light. So the person at that time was one of the most notable of the world, Dr. Carilion. And, of course, a lot of you in the audience already know about Carilion photography. But at UCLA, they were developing a program at that time, building a new medical center from that, where they were doing Carilion photography, where you take a photograph of your hands, a special photography machine, to be able to film and see the actual energy waves from your hand that were used and informed your body from your central chakras. And these are all photographable. And so I stayed with the Carilion experiment for a long time, even after I left on other missions and had to be sent to places like the Congo. And I've told you the stories about that, about the Albert Schweitzer clinic at that time. I've told you on my show. And when I went to Russia and those places to determine healing, of course, I ended up developing a lot of those skills. And to develop those skills is something that was not intentional. It was part of those were I bypassed through New Zealand and Indonesia and New Guinea. And, of course, I never forgot those countries. And, of course, I'm very pleased to be highly connected in New Zealand from some of the ceremonies there. And people just came to me because they felt that I had some energy in my body to be able to heal. In those days, I was not sophisticated enough to realize you have to control that. But out of courtesy, never charge anyone, and for the whole thing. Then people at Mayo Clinics, they said, well, you almost got kicked out of medical school for trying this. You have to stop this, you know. And they did. They did stop me from doing it. I was healing up to 500 people a week and using the Mayan water process, of which the caller Mark from Philadelphia has brought up. And, of course, I don't do that anymore. Now I'm involved in real world, invent a lot of clinical tests and in medicine and become very involved in change. And in terms of biomarkers and for the process of personalized medicine. But think about this. If you have a settlement, we're deviating from our program plan today, but I think this is important to bring up because I think Mark has brought up something. Let's say that the reason that all of those carvings of those tombs, of those people which they depict from other places, particularly the dragons, of course, after you study the Aboriginal medicine and Aboriginal astronomy, which I've talked about, how the ocean was created, and how the cosmic clock was developed, and all of these things, they came here. You have to speculate that they came here to heal and to find gold, of course. But the whole thing is, there are other issues. Some of the places where you take the carvings of 10,000 years before Christ, where you have mathematical bricks, you really want to call them bricks, large pieces of what we would today call concrete, weigh over 10 tons apiece, completely configured into hexagonal shapes in terms of the faces and the people. The entities there are very different on those walls. And each one of them have a particular function. And I still study Carillion photography. In fact, in my clinic that I plan to form, I will have Carillion photography as part of the healing to develop the personal aspect. And that, like some people say, well, the healing light is the presence of God. It flows through your hands. In other words, in the process, like you can visualize God's light is flowing through one's hands is one of the exercises which people do. Because the way they experience, as they feel, is God's presence during the meditation, where you have the light is located in the upper center of the body or near the physical heart. When they're doing stem cell, the process member I told you a couple of shows ago, you might have thought I was being clipped when trying to perfect specific tissue growth in the stem cell. Of course, I have been working for years in terms of thought as energy, and the energy stimulates the energy factors in one hand. And so as you have, like, the process of developing the laying of the hands is concentrated in one's thoughts. And a lot of people believe that these are God's instruments of healing, and they write it that way in their metaphysics. And I made a quip a couple of shows ago in terms of thinking he thought it was a quip, but it wasn't. And I said, of course, I was doing the analogy of human interaction, which is a point of thought, of which you say, well, I just asked the stem cell, create lung tissue. So you see, the thought is energy. And I placed in the terms of one of the inventions with the Australian team was the idea of having a pen light, which duplicated the energy system of consciousness, which is something that I highly wish to continue in the research, and I will. And so I have to get back to those days. In many ways, I feel that I may have lost my way if it hadn't been for the water, which is putting on the path, which is so far our little modest show. If we were to quit today doing Parker Pathways, we know that we have, from John of God's operation, we have, who listens to us in Brazil, we have influenced thousands of people, healed, came and helped heal, the way I put it. I would say, if I cataloged it, which I will in my book, I think from just our show here on Sunday for 10 years with the water and the implications of what this has done to the carcinogenic systems and the signals for cancer, I think we're looking at about 12,000 people on a 10-year time. That's a rough guess. That will be documented as it goes. I count each one of the interactions. I've set up over 3,000 clinical trials. Not all of them have been successful because clinical trials usually encompass patients that have gone through everything and then they need to try something new. And so this is, they're at the terminal end of things. You don't catch them soon enough. But this is what I've promoted, the healing of the hands, which is thousands of years old, but put a new wrinkle to it. And I've got to get back to that. And I'm going to. If people, and this is what bothered me. I'm going to take another deviation that I shouldn't take, but I noticed that there were a lot of females yesterday protesting. And many of them are saying, well, they're getting their civil rights taken away from them. That's their way they're thinking it, you know, in this. And there's all kinds of variations of they didn't like President Trump because of the way he talked, and he didn't like, because he didn't like women, and, you know, whatever they had come up with, you know, in terms of this, and that's their right. But I was troubled by all of it. I believe in females has always been revered by me. In fact, that's been my downfall. Too many women. Probably why I don't have a family, you know. I've stuck being a sailor for my life, you know. And that's how I got into the discussion of the stem cell system, you know. And the people who asked us, how come you've got so many women? I said, I don't have so many women. They said, what's your secret? And I said, I don't have any secret. That's not my aim. I just ask, you know. That's it. That's the way I do with healing. That's the way I do with everything that I work with. And have the opportunity to be at Yale and Oxford and be at Harvard and be at the Canadian Medical School with Dr. Olds to learn, who invented the process of determination of stress acting on the intestine. That's what he discovered. To be around these people is part of the gift. And I have really deviated here. But the thing is, everyone has the healing, or the relief can be attained at any outer level of the self-healer, as the mind. In other words, if you visualize what's called the light, and which is considered by metaphysicians and has been shown by photon physics to be an entity of consciousness, which is being studied. This is by five different parts of the brain have a consciousness spot, which needs to be further researched, and that'll be part of my research that I want to go into. But the higher state of inner spiritual consciousness had to be promoted and brought here because the formation of, let's say, you working out. Everybody says, well, if you work out and burn calories, you can work it through. Well, there's been some studies that have been done at many universities that found out that the Neanderthal man used the same number of calories and had to run farther and do other things to find food. And it's turning out from the genetic codes that there isn't any difference between us and the Neanderthal in terms of the calorie count. So what was that? Was that the development of the life form and consciousness in the mind? Or was it the brain with this genetic code from what was called God? It's something for you to think about. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi folks, in a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
On the last subject, on the conservation of evolution of humans against the Neanderthal in terms of calories and and its formation and how that has to do with consciousness and healing. The work of Hermann Panzer at Hunter College is quite interesting, and you should follow up on that, in my opinion. It will be quite helpful for you. We don't have much time left in this hour. I want to make sure Wynn from Vermont. Hello, Wynn.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Beginning last Sunday, your Sacred Heart agreed and asked that I be a conduit to help you in perfect health balance using energies that you have never accessed or discussed. So I just wanted to mention this to you, and you'll know. I cannot use email. I'm monitored, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling. I feel the metaphysical energy of that. That's very important. This may be the time, since we only have a couple minutes in this hour, but we have an enormous amount of material to cover. But I want to give a salute to the Veterans Administration's hospice program. No veteran is left behind. They need care in terms of the last days. The hospice program of the VA carries through. They put a flag at the end of the bed. They take care of you in your last efforts. There was a World War II 99-year-old gentleman that died in the past few days, hospice. He was a member of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. That's called the IATSE, a union that went against Trump as if he was some form of maligned, vicious human being. I should read his letter, actually. But the thing is, to have hospice and for veterans to be able to carry through with them and honor them, this particular union member was 99 years old. He held a gold card. Very few people in the movie business, in terms of the people, these people that work as this union, IATSE, really are responsible for the movies, if you really look at it. They're the grips. They're more than the grips. They are the people who are all part of the integral system of making movies. This veteran was a movie projectionist and held that gold card for 60 years. Local 166. He was America. And my hat's off to the IATSE for holding them that long, and to the Veterans Administration for their hospice program. We'll see you on the third live hour of Parker Pathways. Call in number is 800-313-9443.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.